I mean, when it comes to Big O, I mean, the one thing that I can say is that I never thought about Big O. I think that's the greatest compliment you could ever make to an offensive lineman, was knowing that I had, you know, Big 76 on the left side. I never had to worry about the other team's best pass rusher. You know, we never had to go into a game plan and circle, you know, that pass rusher that was coming to my blind side and say, well, we've got to worry. We didn't have to. You know, we said, okay, chalk him off. He's out because Big O's there. And, you know, you just don't know, you know, as a young guy, like I said, I'm trying to handle all these different things and figure it out. What a blessing it was to have a Hall of Fame left tackle there from day one, where now I could just worry about what I had to worry about. You know, I just had to take care of my job. And, you know, Big O on the left side, Isaac out there. I got 2-8 in the backfield that I was so blessed with so many great players that really allowed me, I think, to have success early, because I didn't have to worry about the big picture. All I had to do was, Kirk, go do your job. Go worry about your job, because we've got the rest.
Well, off the field, he's the most unassuming, quiet, and happy guy you ever meet in your life, you know. He's a sweetheart. On the field, one of the toughest individuals you'll ever have to deal with. Orlando had that unique ability. He's such an extreme athlete, and I'll say extreme athlete now, because he gets a great pass rusher, can get him off balance. He can put his foot in the ground, recover with one hand, and get right back into the protection. You know, we used to call it a got man. So we didn't have to help him. I don't care who was rushing off that edge. We just put an X on and said that that's a got man, Orlando's got him. Don't worry about it. So that was a good feeling. That's a good feeling for the quarterback on his backside to know that he's not going to get straight from the backside like that. And Orlando's taking care of that. Don't worry about it.
Big O, you know, like you say, if you want to be a prototypical left tackle, play 12, 13 years, block out the sun so the quarterback don't have to worry about anything, you know, did a great job run blocking, you know, so he just was the epitome of a prototypical, when you draft a first round draft pick at left tackle, that's the guy you want to get.
I mean, you're looking at a guy who played tremendous throughout his entire career, the one guy that we couldn't afford to lose. And he was one of the main reasons we were able to do what we did with the 7-step drops, the 5-step drops, and put the ball down the field. He was a dominating force. He could take his guy and just X him out, and he did it numerous of times. I mean, he'd take the biggest name at defensive end, and you wouldn't hear this guy's name all night long. You wouldn't get a touch on the quarterback at all. So, you know, just seeing him work and Monday mornings just watching the film and the way he played, he inspired a lot of people.
I have so much pride. You know, when Marshall went in, of course he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, seeing guys like Orlando and, you know, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, Kurt Warner, the guys that you know will go, I mean, it's just a matter of time. So when I see someone, you know, going on the ballot, I'm saying, of course. Because if you are a football fan, there are few teams that can do, did do, and are doing what we did back then. There are few teams that have ever achieved the type of balance that we had. And not only on offense. I mean, people talk about our offense, but our defense gets overlooked. I mean, that defense was as talented and as good in clutch situations as any group I've ever been around. And it wasn't because we had the best players. We were the best team.